Every week here on KNKX, we tell stories from around the Northwest on our show Sound Effect. In this next story, Sound Effect host Jennifer Wing is headed up in the air.
So normally a bunch of people are in here. This is probably pretty crowded.
Yeah, on a busy day, we can fit about 20 people, usually on average, in the elevator. Of course, you can see we have a great view out today. It takes 41 seconds in the elevator to go up all the way to the top.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Wing, the host of Sound Effect, and this is BJ Listman, one of the elevator operators at the Space Needle, or as he sometimes refers to himself, a vertical transportation specialist.
Right now, I got a great view of Elliott Bay and Puget Sound. Mountains are out very nicely today. The Olympic Mountains, those are on the Washington State Peninsula. We get a lot of orca whales come into the bay, which is really cool to see.
This is a gorgeous day, by the way.
This is a really good day for it. We actually got Mount Rainier out today as well. So, and this is the top. It's a nice quick trip.
We head out onto the observation deck, 520 feet up in the air. This iconic Seattle landmark has enchanted BJ since he was a child.
It's kind of funny, actually. I have one of those 3-foot-tall paper Space Needle models, and the model kit had you glue the elevators in place, but I never did because I like to make them go up and down the Space Needle. So now the fact that I do that on the real Space Needle is kind of funny in an ironic sort of way. But I love it. It's great since I was a kid.
Do you still have the model?
I do still have the model. It's in my living room in my World's Fair collection because I collect a lot of Space Needle memorabilia.
Do you remember the first time when you actually came up here?
I do. It was my mom's 30th birthday in 1994, and we went to the restaurant, and I didn't know it rotated at the time, and it was at night, and so I was sitting there eating my little chicken tenders, you know, and I looked out the window and saw downtown. Well, then some time went by, and I looked out, and I saw nothing but darkness and water, and I thought the city had disappeared and sunk in the water, and I was freaking out, because I was worried, like, where did Seattle go? And then one of the servers came by and said, no, the restaurant's actually rotating. And I like squinted at the window like, oh yeah, I can actually see it move. And then I was fine. And that was my earliest Space Needle memory.
This city did not. It was just Lake Union.
Exactly. So it was fine.
As we walk around the observation deck, BJ points to a spot on the ground on Lower Queen Anne.
So just to the left of the parking garage, there's the parking lot. Then right across is my apartment. And I have an astronomy laser pointer. And I used to collaborate with a friend of mine who would work on the elevator, and we would do what we call Operation Tinkerbell, where I would be ready on my balcony with the laser pointer, and then he would be on the north-facing elevator and said, okay guys, we're going to start moving up, and if we clap our hands and wish really hard, we'll see Tinkerbell fly by, and then the elevator will move, and then I'll hit it with my green laser pointer, and they'll see green flashes going around, and it'd freak them out. They'd be like, oh my gosh, that's amazing. So we would time that perfectly from my apartment and the Space Needle.
Kids would probably really get a kick. They got a kick out of that.
Oh, they loved it. It was amazing.
Yeah, it's almost like a different world is happening at this level.
It's like it's a world up here, and then there's a world down there. We get to kind of look over it and see what's what, you know. Yeah. It's a good way to escape the hustle and bustle of the ground.
Today on Sound Effect, our theme is up in the air. We'll hear about the glory days of commercial air travel. We'll hang out with some birds who just want to go home. And we'll learn about an organization that is trying to make the aerospace industry more diverse. BJ, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much. Yeah. It's been awesome.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, this is so beautiful.
We drew it on this napkin. Of the year, a symbol for